U.S. greater than is it okay to take photos of others without their consent because they're not wearing masks? World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact connect with us world of BUZZI is it okay to take photos of others without their consent because they're not wearing masks? News. Defense Minister, not compulsory for school students to wear face masks. Is it okay to take photos of others without their consent because they're not wearing masks? Elon Musk's Neuralink could potentially retrain the human brain to cure mental illnesses. Sarawak records two new clusters in Mombong and Kuching with four positive cases in total. Malaysian man gets sexually harassed by another man in Pasar Seni MRT toilet. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Meet Izzati Souza, the talented Malaysian artist behind these trending tote bags. Majin Company shares the struggles of the Tumuan Orang Asli community, here's their story. Roti Kanai Sarong Teller, Malaysia's latest food trend and we want it. Dr. Noor Hisham gets praised by American colleague for his methods of handling COVID-19 in Malaysia. Did you know that Sarawak still uses English as its official language? Here's why. People features lifestyle, love daydreaming? This study proves you might actually be smarter than others. Deboba releases new mochi soya milk tea series and it's intriguing. Dehydration can make you look older than your age, here's why. Singapore has salmon sashimi noodles and we're jealous. Chocoholics, you can visit these 10 places in Klang Valley to satisfy your sweet tooth. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. Meme compilation, is this real life or are we all just cake? 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Justin, Grant Imahara, host of MythBusters, has passed away at 49, from a brain aneurysm. Glee star Naya Rivera's body found in California Lake after six-day search. Study shows that we will never forget the songs we listened to in our teens. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. The new norm, how Malaysians enjoy ice cream with friends? Malaysians ride roller coaster 18 times. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup. Ratatouille makes wonton mee. Black lives in Malaysia, what is racism like for you? Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. In Malaysia's new normal, temperature checks, social distancing and the wearing of masks are highly encouraged, especially when you're out in public places. But there's no doubt that there are a few who opt not to wear a mask, which is not exactly compulsory, as in, you won't get fined or anything. It is also normal for people to remove their masks when they're eating or drinking, which is understandable because how else would one consume food and drink if their mouths are covered? However, there are some people who think that those who remove their masks are doing something so wrong that they have to take pictures of these ones and expose them on the internet. One Malaysian who goes by the surname Lo shared with World of Buzz an experience he had with a lady who called him out for removing his mask at a shop. He said that he was at a bubble tea shop in Cheras on the 14th of July when a lady confronted him and his friends for not wearing a mask. They had taken their masks off so they could drink, but the lady wasn't happy and started taking photos of them without their consent. On top of that, she also rudely started clapping at us and shouting whilst taking photos of us without consent and posted them on a Facebook group and started attacking us, he shared with World of Buzz. In the lady's Facebook post, she wrote, "Nowadays young people are getting more and more outrageous," and narrates the conversation between her and Lo's friends as follows. "I asked, why don't you bring a mask? Young man, many people outside did not bring it. I asked, be careful, there's a virus. Young man, it's okay. Another young man, there is insurance to cover." In the post, she included a photo of Lo and his friends and another one showing the full face of one of Lo's friends. When asked why the guy in the photo was posing with a peace sign, Lo told World of Buzz that his friend had posed in a sarcastic manner. but when Lo told her to delete the photo, she refused to and went on to make the Facebook post. There were mixed reactions from netizens, with some criticizing her for taking photos of people without their consent, while others agreed that people should not take off their masks. The lady then removed the photo that showed Lo's friend's full face but kept her post on her Facebook account. Lo has disclosed that his parents and his friend's parents are in the midst of suing the lady. What do you think about this? Is it outrageous for people to remove their masks while eating or drinking? And should the woman have taken pictures of other people without their consent and made a post about them on Facebook? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below. Also read, Parliament members called out for not wearing masks during Dewan Rakyat meeting. Source, WOB Source, WOB Share Tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.